It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Northgate Lions Senior Center, and wow, we're just starting to get a little bit of oxygen back in the building here. Right
Mike
now.
Got screwed.
Not me, but we'll get to that later on here. But as you can hear, there's Andre C. joining us.
As always.
And the first couple of PWA, Ryan and Amanda.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, I'm gunned right off.
We're going to be joined by a few more guests here momentarily, but wow. This is the second.
I have no words. I'm done. There's no words.
So you're, I'll take the minute.
No, I got that. I need the time.
This is a hell of a way to finish off the year for the PWA, and a fantastic. We talked about how good this main event was going to be, but the rest
it
of the card
exceeded.
The rest of the card.
Just
as well here. Christmas Slam hosted by PWA. Now let's get to the matches here because we got a lot to talk about here. So
a lot of matches.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, we had a tag match with Michael Allen, Richard Clark, and Richie Rage, known as Rage Appeal, taking on the team of Jay Taylor minus his tan, plus a newcomer to PWA, and yeah, it's Julian Ward here, and we are just joined here by the Invaders that wanted to see what the other half runs like here. Tyler and Travis Fudge of the Federation, welcome to the show.
I heard your butt was sore. Was it sore?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
For some reason, I have a fixation for bananas. I don't know what you two did to me.
No, I did nothing. That was all you. You just did it yourself. I was
really?
In the corner, yeah. I was watching.
This is not good. Travis, you got anything to say?
My hands are clean. And, yeah, it's not because I wash them after whatever I do with you.
Oh, God. All right, well, let's just move on here. We're trying to keep this somewhat near a family show. So we had the tag match right
Someone
off the
new.
Bat. And we're introducing a new thing to the PWA Quick Calls, and that's the Wedgie Timer.
Oh, yeah.
We actually counted how long it would take before Jay Taylor formed his wedgie of the night.
You didn't get the number.
2 minutes on the dot.
Without going over.
All right, these kids are fighting. It was 2 minutes on the dot here. Actually, rather amazing the fact that they could time it that well.
It's exactly 2 minutes, yeah.
But
it actually took less time for Goldberg to beat Brock Lesnar, so that's a feat.
Yeah, he managed to keep him covered up for long enough, I guess, there. So in the end, you had a sick... press slam into a cutter for a victory there by Michael Allen, Richard Clark, and Richie Rage. Thoughts, guys?
This actually was a great way to open this show. You got comedy, you got good action from all these guys, great athletes. I just loved it.
I think the same. It was a good opener. We got everybody into it early. Even there was a lot of new faces tonight and a lot of people that haven't been here before. And I think it kind of... Everyone got all psyched. That guy's hideous, though, Jay Taylor. He's got to stop.
He's beautiful. Come on, guys. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
Well, I know he's one of the most attractive men to come out of Grand Prairie if you had that standard up there, but I acquiesced at that point. No, but...
Crime capital of the world?
If he moved up to GP, he quite possibly could be...
spot, sir.
Oh, trust me, this is one of those random spots everywhere thing. As we are joined by the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton here.
How's it going?
Good, and let's get to our second match tonight. We had Sheik Akbar Shabazz, who you guys found a real affinity to up in Grand Prairie with the Force Show.
I've always had an affinity with him. He's great, great heel, great heel.
And he took on the Omen, Gabriel Lestat, and rather interesting match there. Andre, you're sort of sneering at this.
I just laugh that Sheik's now on a losing streak. After that big winning streak with the title, now he's losing. Now he's on a losing streak, so I hope that continues.
The one thing about the Sheik here, he managed to lose the match. Like, he had it so many different ways around it, but in the end, Gabriel ends up getting the victory here. But Sheik, after the match, absolutely destroyed Gabriel. So... he didn't lose any heat, let's put it that way. Amanda, your thoughts?
I thought it was a great match. I always have an affinity for my uncle,
Gabriel, so I have to thank him for winning. But yeah, no, I thought it was really good. I like the Sheik. I like the interaction with the crowd at the beginning. I will just make one note. It seemed like he wasn't that into it. I felt like it was a really good match, but it was... Yeah, it was. I was going to say it was a really good match, but I felt like there could have been a... There was like 5% that was missing from the Sheik that was usually there with a little bit more healiness.
Well, that just means we're going to get more out of these two, and I can't wait to see that.
Shout out to Eugene's family for bringing all those hats.
Yeah.
I think it's up to 4.
A lot of hats.
You guys have any thoughts?
Hey, it was good. I liked it.
Wasn't that the match that we saw on the last
show? It was the exact match
Gabriel
we seen.
The blood.
Yeah.
Well, he did bring down the blood. He just left it at the edge of the ring entrance there. So
yeah, it was the same match at Force Pro.
Okay.
Yeah. We've seen the same match. They didn't do the same.
Well, you know what? It turned out really well, and that's what matters here. So, well, let's move on to our first title match of the evening, the Commonwealth title. We had a newcomer, Leon Mendel, from Australia. Seems to have taken over our Aussie, Aussie, Aussie chant for the year. He took on the Stamina Pappy, Fabian Ribeiro. There were so many ways that Leon ended up getting a chance to win this championship, but finally that dancing elbow of Fabian did in the challenger, and he retained his Commonwealth Championship. Guys, your thoughts?
I got a huge kick out of that elbow. A huge kick out of it.
And the best part is the music behind it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I thought that was a faux pas at first.
No, it's... I'm glad this is the first time you're seeing him here in PWA. And yeah, that's planned with him.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Well, this is the first time anyone's ever got up once he started right? Like, he hit the Uranagi, and then he was down... And then he got up and
he rolled out of the ring
after the music hit, right? That guy looks just like Sarah Plain and tall also.
I know. You.
You're close.
You pulled that on him, and he's like, I've never seen a guy so confused in my life there. So, but you know what? It was an excellent match overall, and had no problems here. Let's move on to the next match, was a 6-person tag team match, and I have to do say person at this point.
Yes, sorry.
You had the, you know what, Andre, you are the personal ring announcer for so many people. I want you to bring up the topic.
Oh, that was a good
Okay, so, you know, I was in the ring about to do a thing, and out comes, I can't remember the kid's name.
Raymond Vanstone. Follow him on Twitter.
Raymond Vance, whatever. And he comes And he comes out, and he's now the personal ring announcer for the Millennial Rebels. This kid's good. He's got a lot to learn, but I think it was a great start with him now being the personal ring. I think it was a great addition to what the Millennial Rebels are.
Totally.
And they got a millennial intro in them.
Yeah.
That, to me, the way that he ring announced is the way that I feel about those Rebels. So
exactly.
Very, very squeaky. Awesome. Very squeaky and can't make sense of half of it. So, but the other thing we noticed is Colton Kelly's got new gear.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
Maybe someday he'll graduate to get the. Never mind, I'm going to get my butt kicked if I mention something about adult size gear.
See
but
over there. I don't know.
But he ended up taking on the team of Frenetico and Aiden Adams, and there was a mystery partner that they found, which happened to be Giselle Shaw, who has had a big beef with the Rebels here. Now, intergender wrestling is not usually the best to see sometimes, but Giselle handles these guys so well, and this was such a fantastic match. Unfortunately, the Rebels got the victory due to some dirty tactics by Mr. Kelly on the ropes, holding the ropes. Fury took out Giselle, and a whole bunch of madness there. I was going to get to that in a second here, but... Amanda, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, because I can't say any more wonderful things about Giselle that I haven't already said.
Say them again.
She's amazing. She's incredible. She's a kick-ass chick. And she just is incredible. She kicked everyone's ass all over that ring.
One thing that's interesting about this match, too, is, like, it's not just Giselle coming in after with, like... She sells. She started the match.
Oh, and shout out to the sweetest wrestler that gave me his shirt. So now he might be my top wrestler of the year. He's bribing. He's bribing the panel already.
We'll talk about bribing later on here tonight. Tyler, Travis.
Yeah, is I actually take Travis first. Let me think.
Okay. Well, over in Grand Prairie, the Millennial Rebels, including Fury, they're all baby faces. So this is quite a different change to see this, and it's a welcome change. And Giselle Scott, Giselle Shaw, is that her name?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
If there was anything I would have liked to have seen more of Aiden Adams.
Yes.
He really didn't do much of anything in the match.
Yeah.
But I really would like to see more.
The one thing I want to say here is, as far as I was concerned, this is the best I've seen Aiden Adams in a very long time. He's worked his way up in ability in the ring, and it just it went to another level tonight.
He's been on, right? So, like, since he's been here,
it's just gotten better and better. And frankly, this is the best I've seen him in the ring. So, Brian, your thought?
I thought this was a great match. Six great wrestlers. Giselle looked great as always. But in the end, those Millennial Rebels, they kind of cheat to get the win. But in the long run, I don't think this feud is over between all six of these wrestlers.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's get on to our second title match of the evening, and that's the Mayhem Championship. It was rather funny that the six of us were the six that were cheering when we found out the mystery opponent for the season's beatings match against Kenny Stryker was the returning Hollywood Dusty Adonis.
Wow.
Now, for those that don't know about Dusty Adonis, he was around PWA for years. He's been gone for about... He's been around 18 months.
Yeah, a year and a half.
How many years has that guy had?
Brent Savage.
Hulk Hogan, which I've worked with. Him, his head actually shaved to do that gimmick.
He's had a lot of different gimmicks with that.
He's one of the best.
This match, I best way to say, is funner than all you know what.
Oh, my God, it was great.
You had Mistletoe out in the ring getting kisses from girls. I don't know why you guys are pointing at Delmer to put...
We're telling him to kiss Delmer.
No, we're trying to kick.
You were pointing at me. I was pointing at Delmer.
Yeah, well... A lot of interesting gifts there. I'm gonna go to you guys. Which weapon did you find most interesting in the match?
Oh, the fruitcake. The ref even took some, put it in his pocket.
That was
great.
And a nice little touch. He would grab at it throughout the rest of the match and take a little bite.
I noticed
it a couple times. Just a little.
I was
thing.
Hoping he would have done that in the next match.
That would have been funny too. Can I just say one thing? Hollywood Dusty Adonis, since we last saw him, now has a tattoo of himself on his back.
Is that what that
is?
Chicken scratches.
No, that is a portrait tattoo, a tribute of himself.
Oh my Jesus.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, and what was your favorite piece besides the fruitcake?
The Kurt Angle wrestling headpiece.
Oh, my God, yes.
I have to agree. Because you had him doing his Dusty Angle gimmick again. I loved it. Oh, so good.
Ryan?
Oh, just to see Dusty again was fantastic. I mean, we haven't seen him in 5-6 years here, and just to see him back was just a joy. And the crowd was... When he was announced, the crowd just went bonkers because he's like one of the... all-time favorites here, and he pulled out a lot of good stuff tonight, especially the Kurt Angle's role, going after the presents, opening up one, and there's a Christmas wreath in it, and
the wreath mare snap instead of a snap mare, wreath mare,
and then Kenny putting their nose on Mr. Dusty to make him look like Rudolph. Everybody trying to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I thought that was just great.
Yeah, it was a big Christmas Carol kind of night there. So.
It was fun. Great.
Overall, fantastic match. You guys have any thoughts on it?
No, it was very, it was great, very good. It was a fun match. It was a good match to lead in an intermission.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we had intermission there, but honestly, that building was so hot, we needed an intermission.
They played in the fruitcake out of the ring the whole time.
They didn't even get all of it off of there.
That was a lot of cake.
Half the time, the fruitcake goes back.
There were still crumbs in there during the main event.
See?
Yeah. But when we came back, I had mentioned earlier today on Twitter and Facebook that this match might have stealed the card. And in many ways, it would have. And in many ways, up until the main event, I thought it did.
Yeah.
It's the Canadian Tag Team Championship match.
Wow.
You had Sean Moore and Alexander Prime taking on Team Hall of Fame. Now, we almost had a replay of what happened in Calgary here just a few weeks ago, where they actually had to use instant replay to reverse the decision of the referee. I'm still going to smack Big Bad Boris for doing that, but that's just here nor there at this point.
The referee's decision is final.
Except for in Calgary, where they had the video replay. But that's another story for another time here. But in the end, through hook and crook, we had a new tag team champions in Alexander Prime and Sean Moore after they hit the high-low on Duke Durango. Guys, I know it's your first time seeing all four of these guys.
No, I've seen Duke and Steel.
But Moore and Prime, right?
I've never seen those.
No? Your thoughts?
I thought they were good. They had a couple good high spots. They had good babyface fire. I've never seen them before, but I still had this feel-good moment when they won the title. So they were doing something, right?
They remind me of the potential that Caprice Coleman and Cedric Alexander had at ROH back a few years ago, which is nothing but positive feedback there. Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. And like I was mentioning on previous shows, when you got a guy like Alexander Prime who got the chance in HIW to work MVP, you know he's doing something right. So. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, I thought this was a great match. All four guys are really great. Sean Moore and Prime, excellent at always. And the veterans, Team of Hall of Fame, took it to him. But in the end, a little bit of trickery, and we end up with new champions, which is awesome. I knew it was going to come, but I didn't know it was going to be this sooner. So congratulations to them. Now they got a lot of challenges lining up for those belts.
Andre.
I everybody knows my love for this team. Right now, they're in my shortlist for Tag Team of the Year. With this, like, they're right there for it. And I love these guys. The athleticism. Moore, when Duke Durango was standing up on the top rope, the leap he did to hit that drop kick, the height he got, and he actually still hit the chest.
Oh my God.
I was in pure amazement.
That's 10 feet in the air.
That damn right.
That's insane for that kind of jump.
He's amazing.
I love this match. I'm happy those guys won.
I do want to give a shout out, as much as he's a dirty guy, Duke Durango. He put everything out there tonight, and Chris Steele.
They're both so good.
Yeah.
The diving suplex combo thing they have, I thought he was going to die. Couldn't not hurt.
Absolutely. Amanda, any thoughts?
Everything that everyone has already said, exactly.
Amazing. Yeah, it's such like a, there's such a contrast in styles. But they work so well together, and it was a fantastic match. And I saw you put that up about stealing the show, and I was like, well, it's going to be real good, but it's not going to steal the show.
Yeah,
and it was awesome. It was a very, very good match.
Based on my expectations, I think based on what people thought this match was going to be versus what it ended up being, this is probably the biggest up from where it was at that point. So.
Yeah.
But then let's go to the semi-main event, and I want to thank the PWA for putting this as the same semi-main event, because we'll talk about the next match, but if you switch these two around, traditionally PWA puts the heavyweight title last, but if you would have switched those two matches, this crowd would have been absolutely dead for it. But let's get back to this match, because this one was thrills, spills, chills. Reminded me a lot of what we saw at Night of Champions in Calgary.
Yeah.
Between these two, you had Markey against Brett Morgan.
Wonderful.
Morgan took control for pretty much the entire match. Finally, Markey gets a comeback in. I think the turning point of the match was when referee Kincaid Hebner got knocked out. Believe it was due to a fireman's carry into a couple feet in the face there.
Yeah. Good bump by Hebner.
Hebner was out. They end up hitting.
You couldn't eat any more fruitcake at that point.
Yeah, I think the delayed recovery was due to the fruitcake, but
it could be.
Very well could be.
Weighty. It's a weighty, weighty cake.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long maybe that fruitcake's expired too. You know.
That's from Christmas Slam last year.
Never expires.
That's from Christmas Slam 6 years ago.
Fair enough, but
I'd still eat it.
You would still, fine, but the turning point for me is when Brett Morgan managed to go sneak the belt away from the announce table, came in the ring. He was going to hit Markey with the belt, and he decided not to. He just threw the belt down, ends up getting rolled in a small package, kicks out, and basically ended up getting that spinning fireman's carry into a spine buster finisher that he has. And the 1-2-3, you got a brand new champion here. Two new champions here. Andre, you got...
I'm just going to say I'm really impressed with Brett Morgan. We've known he's cheated in the past for things, and I'm really impressed with this guy. He wanted to win it the right way by throwing that title down. He shows he's still a dick. We all know that. He's still a dick, but he's willing to do it the right way, and I think that really impresses me about Brett Morgan.
I think it was more the respect these two have for each other for all the battles they've gone through. Ryan, Amanda?
It was a fantastic match, and to what you were saying before, I like when the heavyweight title goes on last. I really do, because of the respect for the title. But the last time I remember a real memorable event where that happened was AJ Styles versus Markey. And AJ Styles went on second last, and the heavyweight title went on last. And everyone was just gassed. Everyone was done. Because that before tonight, that AJ Styles-Markey match was like the best match I've ever seen live.
Second for me.
Yeah, it's the second now. But, I'm very glad they did that. It was a great match, and I think it's going to be really cool to see what Morgan does with the title now. It was awesome.
I'm good.
Tyler, Travis?
I like Brett Morgan a lot. I've been a fan. I think this is the third time I've seen Brett Morgan. And every time I see him, I want to see more. I think he's great. He's one of my favorites here in PWA. I just think he's just an all-around. He's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, same for Brett Morgan. But I gotta say, I really like Marky's little Owen Hart black heart.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, brand new gear tonight.
Yeah, gear.
Wow, it was awesome. We were very impressed with it.
It looked great.
The special tinge there. But I know, but now, I'm going to back this up now to about 3 hours before this moment in time where we're at. The meet and greet and the beginning of the night here. I want to say that our special guest this weekend, Cody Rhodes, absolute class act.
Definitely.
I was actually the first one. I showed up here a little earlier than I really should have to wait in line here in a freezing cold day, but I acquiesced at that point. But
not that cold.
Exactly. But I got a chance to meet him, and he was very polite, very kind. Listened to every question. I was watching him in the back. Listened to every question, every comment. Was very polite to everybody. And he was in North Carolina just 24 hours ago, winning the Global Force Wrestling Next Gen Championship off Sanjay Dutt. And this was his first title defense. And honestly, before going into this match, I know everybody was guaranteeing that, no, there's no way he's going to lose it. I thought there might have been a shot. PWA has had some very interesting title changes. A lot of people don't realize that Booker T is a former PWA heavyweight champion here. And he had the belt for 6 months because it was in between times he came out. So 4 months?
From March to June.
It was a while. Let's leave it at that. But
you say tomato, I say tomato.
Yeah.
He still was a champion.
Guys, before we get to the match, do you want to talk about Cody Rhodes himself at this point, just from your experience meeting him?
Oh, very, very nice gentleman, friendly as can be, takes time to talk to you, signs your merchandise that you want to sign. I thought he was great, one of the best gentlemen I've ever met, and I sure hope he comes back because the way that he treated all his fans tonight, unbelievable.
Honestly, this dude, so classy. Like, he was taking like 5 minutes per fan to chat, and if you had questions, he'd answer anything. Like, there's obviously things you don't ask him because, yeah, his dad and everything. But he's just so nice, and I love this guy. Like, I was cheering for him being in the main event, but this guy's a class act.
And at the end of the match, everyone got up to leave, and he was literally just walking around the ring, shaking hands, thanking us. He was like, thank you for having me.
I feel like he shook everybody's hand.
Like it was your home, right?
He literally air shook everybody's hand during that match.
No, but he physically came around, and if you waited long enough, I'm sure he would have shook your hand.
He walked around and shook everybody's hand.
Yeah, literally, that was one thing that absolutely, you don't see anymore in wrestling. So, you guys want to say anything about the man before?
I didn't meet him, so.
No, fair enough. But then,
okay, right now, I'm going to say it right now, my time goes to Ryan.
No, you go.
I don't want him.
All right, folks. Main event time. MRB, Cody Rhodes. Global Force Wrestling.
Event of the evening.
Global Force Wrestling Next Gen Championship. My God.
Wow. It was the best.
This match told a story in a spot fest.
And a couple other stories.
It wasn't a spot fest, though. Well, there was so many good spots, but it wasn't a spot fest. That's what was amazing about it.
It was back. Yeah. It didn't feel like it, but the number of moves you see there, it could be a spot fest, but there was such a great story behind it that it was just unbelievable. Now, there's so many things we could talk about here. The jumping leap over the top rope at MRB on the ground by Cody Rhodes. You had the biggest point of the match, the ref turn, where we were all confused as to why Connie Fitzpatrick was part of the refereeing crew for the main event. And based on the fact that, you know, there's...
It might have been a request made, I'm guessing.
There was a request and some... I think there's a little bit of relationship between the challenger and the...
There's some shenanigans going on.
And then Connie just turns plain old, I'll say it, heel, and refuses to count. First she turns away when MRB's using the chair to Cody, and then she refuses to count the three after Cody comes back with a crossroads until Commissioner Kurt Sorok, COO Kurt Sorok and senior referee Fitzpatrick shows up and ejects her from the building. But in the end, Cody...
The referee has that power.
I will say this. Cody Rhodes, when he hit that... both crossroads. My God, I did not realize the kind of impact that move makes. And the way that he hits it, it looks so...
It looks so much different on TV than what it does in real life. It looks way more impactful in real life.
It looks so video game-ish on TV. But in real life, you literally see him go up, down, all around, full impact. I've talked enough about this match. I'm going to let our guests from Grand Prairie go first, because I know the two guys that are going to
talk. First,
you sure?
That's his favorite wrestler. He can go for it. That's fine.
You're going to have stuff available in 20 minutes when they're done?
I might.
Okay. Andre?
Okay. I absolutely love this. Everybody knows I'm one half of the MRB 1.5. Ryan's the other MRB 1.5 fan. We love this guy. He's the best. And I loved every bit of this match. Cody, you might see a guy come in like at his level and not be willing to do some of the things that a guy regularly does, especially on the indies. But like MRB ended up hitting every move that he regularly does. Some guys might not have gone for the knee brain buster and things like that. But this was amazing. Like, this is my favorite MRB match of all time right now. Hands down. And it has just jumped onto my shirt list for match year for PWA.
Ryan?
The layers of the match, like everything, it started out as... Because I was concerned, like Andre said, about... I've seen it in the past where guys will come in and the other guy doesn't get the offense that he normally gets, doesn't get to hit all his stuff, and everybody wanted to see Mike hit all his stuff. And then he hits the brainbuster, he hits the 450, he goes and gets the chair, and Connie stops him and he puts his hand on her shoulder and says, "I need this." And she was fine, she turns away, he hits him with the chair. And then Cody, it's the crossroads, she won't count the three. It was just everything. It took you on such an emotional roller coaster the whole match. Everyone was on the edge of their seat the whole time. It's the best match I've ever seen live. I was blown away.
One more. I honestly believed MRB could become champion tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It was a legitimate possibility.
I didn't think it had a chance coming in, and then halfway through the match, I was like, well, I guess. Yeah, he might. It was unreal.
Amanda, you got anything?
Not after he just said it.
All right, Brian, I'm going to save you guys for last year. Brian?
Oh, unbelievable storytelling by these two. From the beginning to the end to the middle, oh, my God, you had so many things going on. Like you said, the referee there and the ending. Oh, my God. What totally great storytelling by these two guys. Loved the match. This was like right up there for one of the best I've seen in a long, long time. And wow, well, what a then the ending and the crowd that was just on their feet for this whole match, insane.
awesome. All right, guys, your thoughts?
It was a really good touch, the whole I need this thing. I really did that as well.
Yeah.
And I really can't say anything else than nobody else has said, so I will say that Cody Rhodes' pants are fucking great. I love it.
Absolutely. Travis?
Fantastic match. And, yep, as everyone said, I thought that for a second that there was actually going to be a new GFW champion because it was so convincing, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much it right there. I got nothing else to really say about that.
Well, for me, it's the subtleties in the match and the exact words, like, I needed this and just everything right off the beginning. He did the Stardust cartwheel to start the match.
Cool.
And
He gave us the Stardust pop that we wanted, and
some guys asked for more, and he said no, and we were all happy for that for him. But
I know I'm a jerk for asking for more.
We had some guys behind us too.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring this point up right now before we get to our highlights of the night. The crowd, it was nearly sold out. I'm pretty sure it was.
The fire code was broken tonight.
There is no proof of that. You cannot use this as evidence. Thank you. But the one thing I will say about it, folks, I don't care what's going on. I don't care if you want to be part of the show. I don't care what you've seen on NXT. I'm going to say this right now. It annoyed the hell out of me. The guy's pulling that 10
all the time.
There was a guy right to the left of me screaming that the entire time.
I will admit, I was bad for it tonight. I didn't do it every time. I would join in every once in a while. I did not do it that much.
You know what? Regardless, I wasn't going to point you out directly, but
I'll admit to when I screw up.
As far as I'm concerned, fans, you're not going to get Ty Dillinger signed by doing that chant here right now. All right, folks, it's time for our highlights of the night here. I'm going to start with our special guest from Grand Prairie first here. Tyler?
I hate being pointed out so much. But I will say probably my highlight tonight would have to be the opening match. It really did, like you guys said before, it got the crowd really hyped. And it really set the bar for where the show was going to go and didn't oversell itself. So I'm going to go with the opener.
Travis?
I'm going to change my highlight of the night right now.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be the Season's Beatings match because it was a nice, lighthearted way to kind of separate out.
Oh, shit, was that yours?
Go right ahead.
Okay, well, no, I'll go right back to
it. No, you took it. It's yours. You took it.
You know what? You guys can talk. He can talk about it again. Go ahead with your...
Do you want
to,
like...
That and the other one. Go ahead.
Just throw it to him. Throw it to him.
Throw it to him?
Brian... No, Brian, you took the Season's Beatings match. Talk about it.
I totally didn't
that to me, that was a highlight because of the gifts that were presented and just the way they incorporated it into the match. Fantastic work by the two of them to get everything worked into it. Great.
Okay, now let's fix our rookie mistake here, Travis.
Yes.
Sorry.
My other one was the Fabian elbow.
Yeah, go, go. Fabian and Sheik always pull out a good match.
They always do.
Now, Amanda?
I'm going to take the six-person tag team match with Giselle, a shirt from Frenetico, and the Millennial Rebel Falcon amazingness, and the best song featuring Aiden Adams. I was getting there. I had more things to say. This is just interrupt Amanda time. And the best ring music in the PWA. And Aiden Adams.
Yes, I'm going to save the other two guys for last. I usually go last myself, but I'm going to go with the tag team title match. Duke Durango, Chris Steele, two of the best in the country. I'm going to call that right now for in terms of tag teams. Indie wrestling, I think there are very few that are better at this time. So, and more in prime. When we started the match, there was a crowd chant of future Hall of Famers. I have no doubt in my mind that's where it's going here.
At least PWA Hall of Fame for sure.
All right, guys. You want it to be last. Let's have it.
Well, Ryan, you want to go. Let's let you go on this one.
The main event of the evening, Cody Rhodes versus MRB. I loved everything on this. The heel turn from Connie was awesome. The moves, everything in this match, just so crisp. They were both so technically good.
You put out a clinic, man.
That's why it's my highlight of night.
Well, and I like that it wasn't a spot fest. There was so everybody, like, they hit all the huge moves, but everything had a reason behind it. and it couldn't have been done better. I don't think you could have done that better, where people would have been more into it, or it would have been a better match.
Now, I think these guys spoiled our surprise of the night, and I think that's going to go in the main event when you had referee Connie Fitzpatrick, which I'm gonna throw this out here right now. For the Edmonton SPN Awards, I pick referee of the year. I had her as a lock. I don't have her anymore at this point. That to me, that just shocked me. I honestly couldn't believe it. I knew the relation, but I never thought that. I thought she was in that match because Mike wanted her there for that special moment when he's in there with probably one of the best indie guys in the world right now. That's the reason I thought she was in there. I never in my weirdest dreams thought that she was going to pull that off. But I think that's going to wrap up this show here. But before we go, I've been teasing this big special announcement here for the last month on the podcast. Essentially, I'm looking to expand our network. And the Federation is one of the first steps that I have right now. They're going to step up and cover the Force Pro Wrestling shows in Grand Prairie for me. But we're also going to have... I'm looking for other podcasts, other groups that want to join us in a very big venture here where we're going to expand the exposure of indie wrestling across not only Canada but the world. I've been in talks with a few people trying to start stuff up, but if you guys are interested and you're listening to this podcast, please find a way to contact me and we can discuss it. Because
Twitter!
Well, my Twitter... I was going to put myself over at the end here like what I'll do for everybody else here, but I want to thank the Federation guys here, Tyler and Travis Fudge here. I can't thank you guys enough for helping join us and help covering some shows up in Grand Prairie.
And I'm sorry what happened to your bum.
I wanted it to get cleared up in a better way, but you know what? I will use this once, and I will never use this phrase ever again. It is what it is. But...
And that's the way it was.
So I want you guys all to put yourselves over before we get going here. Tyler?
You can follow me on Twitter at the Federation. And
and your podcast as well?
I was getting there. You can go on iTunes, Stitcher, not Spreaker, because Spreaker sucks. And then you can go on Google Play. Anywhere you can find a podcast, really, you can find a Federation podcast. So Federation.com, MoFudge.com, whatever.
And TBA website coming up, so we'll go there. Travis?
You can follow me on Twitter at FudgingUp333, also the Federation. But also on the Federation, you have Seven Deadly Spins, which is a music podcast that airs about twice a month, and you can check that out on the feed as well.
Brian?
Contact me at The Wrestling Mind on Twitter.
It'll be in the show notes here because it's a little funny spelling here. Amanda?
Yeah.
Don't
follow me.
I want to thank you.
Don't
follow anybody anywhere.
Follow me.
Andre?
Well, you can all contact me on Twitter at ThatCanadaGuy. Coming up this week will be the debut of my new podcast, Geeking It, where we're talking about comic books, TV shows, and we talk about wrestling too. I'll be joined by my good friend Nick. And and you can check that out. It will be on the Edmonton SPN page. Also on my page, geekingit.podbean.com. I'm in the process of getting all submitted to iTunes and everything else. And, and just remember, please support indie wrestling and indie wrestling podcasts wherever you are.
All right, folks, just real quick here. You can find me at Mike the Ref. You can find the network at Edmonton SPN. Facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. We put a whole lot of stuff on there. Have an Instagram account, Mike the Ref EDM.
What did you post on Instagram?
My first post was tonight, the picture of me with Cody Rhodes. First ever post.
Should have had some stadium.
I have two.
So from there, we got big things coming here. Like Andre said, I'm going to have his debut episode of Geeking It on there just as we get him started. Want you guys to experience what he's got, and hopefully you guys follow him on his page.
It'll be about once a month or so. Next episode won't be till January, though.
But he'll deal with that on his show here. But next Quick Call show is going to be from MPW Blitzkrieg from the Alberta Avenue Arena next Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Where we're featuring a six-man gauntlet match for the MPW Heavyweight Championship. And then I guess you guys get the last Quick Calls of the year.
December 12th?
10th.
10th? 10th. How do you know? I don't know, man. Come on.
Because it's 7 days after my show.
There you go.
Okay,
December 10th at the Grand Prairie Army and Navy Force Pro Wrestling, show number 3.
And the first two shows have been excellent, so I can't wait to hear what the third one's like.
Thank you, sir.
So, on behalf of everybody here at the network, this is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Northgate Lions Senior Center with PWA Christmas Slam here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.